USA Radio News, I'm Victor Pohl. Stocks struggled mightily Tuesday to remain on the plus side. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 bounced up and down as the bear market continues. But when will inflation peak? Here's Themis Trading co-founder Joseph Saluzzi.
How high will prices go? And it's still undetermined, so I think that's why we're going to continue to see nervousness in the markets.
Trading across markets was calmer, if still tentative, following Monday's worldwide rout. The House panel investigating the January 6th insurrection made the case in its second hearing Monday that several of Donald Trump's advisors warned him against making false claims of widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election. But they claim he would not listen. The nine-member panel is trying to make the case that Trump and those allies who helped him were deliberately lying as he pushed those election falsehoods in the weeks ahead of the insurrection. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The 10-year Treasury yield dropped Tuesday to around 3.3%, one day after it jumped to its highest level since April 2011. After last week's surprisingly hot consumer price data, the PPI will be watched carefully for the other side of the inflation coin at the wholesale level. Economists expect producer prices to rise 10.9% year over year, slightly lower than April's advance. Oil, a major source of price pressures in the economy, climbed to around $122 a barrel. As of Tuesday, the national average for a gallon of gas was $5.02, according to AAA. Allies of imprisoned opposition politician Alexei Navalny sounded the alarm on Tuesday, saying the Kremlin critic has been moved from the prison where he was serving his time, and they do not know where he is now. His attorneys were told Navalny was moved to another prison, but in Russia, prison transfers sometimes take days and are shrouded in secrecy. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered officials to weed out corruption and abuses of power Monday, calling for party discipline as the country battles a COVID-19 outbreak and economic woes. According to an account from the Korean Central News Agency, at a meeting of the ruling Workers' Party of Korea, Kim and top officials discussed the need for firmly preserving discipline while fighting unsound and non-revolutionary acts, including the abuse of power. Kim pressed for boosting the ruling party's monolithic leadership and demanded a stern penalty system to be imposed against officials who violate the rules. President Joe Biden praised the AFL-CIO and told the union's convention Tuesday in Philadelphia that the improving fortune of American companies lies in the strength of its workers. Biden referred to his blue-collar roots as a native of nearby Scranton, Pennsylvania, and received a standing ovation when he credited unions with the growth of America's middle class. An autopsy report released by the medical examiner in Orange County, Florida, determined that 14-year-old Tyree Sampson exceeded the weight limit of a ride he fell from in March at Icon Park. The report confirmed that Tyree of St. Louis died March 24th of blunt force trauma after falling more than 70 feet from the freefall ride at the amusement park, ruling the death an accident. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.